Welcome to The Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental issues from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today we have with us Liz Baker, Deputy Director of the Southern Arizona Research, Science and Engineering Foundation, or SARCEF for short. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks for having me on.
SARCEF has a big event coming up. Could you tell me something about that?
Yeah, we have the 62nd SARCEF Science and Engineering Fair coming up, and that's where 95,000 students from all around Southern Arizona have competed to show their work as one of the top 2,000 projects at the Tucson Convention Center. The fair will be taking place Wednesday, March 29th through Saturday, April 1st, and a great day for the public to come is on Friday, March 31st. We're open to the public all day. However, the best time for people to come is at our Future Innovators Night at 5:30 p.m. at the Tucson Convention Center. There will be free activities for the whole family, hands-on science from 50 different community partners such as BrainSTEM with exciting science shows and the Desert Museum with different animals to touch, as well as being able to see all of the research projects.
Does SARCEF have a particular focus on the environment?
SARCEF is open to all types of research projects. However, Earth and Environmental Sciences is one of our biggest categories, and we have a lot of wonderful projects in it each year.
What's your students' age?
The SARCEF Fair has kindergarten through 12th graders.
The deadline for the projects is still open?
The deadline has passed, so most students have completed their research and registered online already. Right now, we're at 1,950 projects, but we have a feeling maybe a few more will come in after the deadline.
You're a volunteer-based organization?
We rely heavily on volunteers. We need over 400 volunteers to make our fair happen every year, and we particularly need judges. So if you're interested in encouraging the next generation of critical thinkers and problem solvers in our society, then please think about judging on Thursday, March 30th. You don't need any experience in science. You just need to have a passion for encouraging young thinkers.
Is there any particular theme to this year's show?
No, we don't have a theme generally, although we do really encourage our students to pick a problem that they see going on in their community or the world and try to solve it. So many students will look at issues like global climate change and try to find solutions for alternative fuel or looking at different water resources.
What was last year's winner?
We have quite a few big winners that go on to the International Science Fair. One student who did very well did a water purification system, and she's actually back again this year, and she's improving upon it, and she's using algae to filter water.
Where can people find out more about the show and about SARCEF in general?
To find out more, please go to sarcef.org. That's SARCEF.org.
Are you publicly sponsored?
We are. We're a nonprofit, and 100% of our funding comes from grants, companies, and individual sponsors. Actually, TEP is our title sponsor this year for the fair, and we're extremely grateful to them.
Does SARCEF have ties with the school districts?
Yes. SARCEF offers free educational outreach all year round. We go into the classroom and work with students, teachers, and parents on doing research. So we try to make sure that the students are well supported all the way through their research process.
Do you have any particular topics that you bring into the classroom?
We primarily teach them about how to think critically and solve problems using the scientific method and engineering design process. We want to make sure that kids are doing research on something that they care about and feel strongly about. So for some students, it might be the environment, while others, it could be football or dance.
The biggest incentive for the winner or winners is that they get to go to the big fair in Phoenix.
Every student gets a trophy or a check. Even kindergartners get a trophy or a check with their name on it. Students who get a first place at SARCEF could go to the state fair if they wish. And then high school students, there have many scholarships and prizes available to them, including a trip to the International Science and Engineering Fair in Los Angeles.
Oh, it is in LA this year.
Yes. SARCEF also gives out $125,000 in scholarships and prizes every year.
You need about 400 volunteers to run this show. How many do you have at this point?
Right now, I've got 230 judges, and I need 300 judges in order to make the science fair happen. So if you're interested in judging, please sign up. We also need general volunteers the entire week of the fair. So if judging doesn't work out for you, or if you're just interested in helping the students in other ways, we would love your help.
Where can people go to sign up?
They can go to sarcef.org, and we've got volunteer and judges icon right there on the website for them to click.
Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you, Dan.